tight games you've been in before this, but that must have felt good out there, blowing it open like that.
You know what? I'm more comfortable in the tight games, to be honest with you. Not that I was concerned about the outcome, but nothing good happens after 5-1. Somebody has to block a shot. Somebody, you know. Yeah, it was good. I'm sorry. We just won 6-2. I probably shouldn't come up here and complain. So, yeah, we played a real solid game. Got into penalty trouble, and I thought did a real good job. You know, still doing the hard things at 5-1, still blocking shots, still battling, which is a real good sign. And got really good performances right through the bench. You know, everybody had a little piece of that one. Big goal by the fourth line. And the way they did it was important. Brian Little's line, you know, a big task for those guys since they went back together. And to their credit, they haven't cheated one shift, one game, you know, and didn't score the first two games that they were together, but kept the other team's big boys off the lineup, off the score sheet. And glad that they had a big night, because it allows you to go back and get back into those tight games again. You know, a little confidence for them.
You said, in your mind, Dustin Byfuglien's a forward first. Did he do anything to change your mind tonight?
I think Dustin Byfuglien can do whatever he sets his mind to. I really do. He a real good stick, strong, scores the goal, but created some other things from the blue line. He kept his shift length pretty good, and he was solid.
What did you think your play away from the puck?
Dustin's or the groups?
Yours.
Yeah, we were really good on the puck tonight. Started in the first period. I thought we did a really good job on the puck. Away from the puck, we had a few breakdowns, but they've got some really smart, skilled players that can make some things happen away from the puck, but overall, really good.
How do you feel about the way the Avalanche responded to the 5-1 deficit? I'm talking about the feistiness.
Yeah, you expect that. And I got no problem with it at all. I mean, I think that's the sign of a proud team. I have no problem. And, you know, it was a 6-on-3, but became a 6-on-4 when the scrum started. And our two defensemen were protecting their goalies, so they had as much to do with the start of that as anybody. So I've never really, as long as it's not a mismatch where somebody from their fourth line is looking for somebody on your first line, I got no problem with that. It's good for your team, too. You know, stand up, handle it right, kill the penalties, take care of each other.
You mentioned with the injuries, Paul, you wanted to forecheck more tonight and sort of get the puck out in the system. Were you satisfied with what you saw?
Yeah, very pleased with it, especially early. And I think we had the right mindset to continue that through the third period. I believe they had 7 of their shots on the power play. So I thought in the 5-on-5 portion, we didn't come off our forecheck. Very good on the puck today. Our forwards, I thought, were able to stay on the puck without losing their high forward.
Paul, given the amount of goals you scored and the amount of physicality in the game, how do you sum that game up, or how would you describe it?
We were really good in just about every aspect of our game. We had 8 power play shots, so they're the third best penalty killing team in the league. They're not going to give you a lot of room to make it look easy. So even with that part, I was comfortable that how we got the puck to the net was good. That our energy level was good. That we played a solid game, you know. And they had some fatigue. It's tough playing back-to-back nights in this league. But we were good, happy with our game.
What about that 6-on-3? A lot of talk all week, of course, of your defensive core. And, you know, an unusual situation, but
yeah.
Really against it, up against it out there.
It's clearly difficult to defend when you've got that many people out there. Sometimes I'm not 100% sure where the extra guy, you know, it's a diminishing returns sometimes because people are a little bit out of set. There's sometimes only too many options for you, and the puck doesn't get shot, which is what you're most afraid of, is a shot puck on 6-on-3. And if you can get them to keep hitting that one less dangerous pass, go ahead and make that pass. The guys did a really good job with that, keeping it to the outside. But it is, because you see it so rarely, it's really nothing that you ever practice. Your three guys just stay in there, whether it's 4-on-3, 5-on-3, or 6-on-3. Those three guys are pretty much doing the same thing, trying to jump on any shot. And we handled it well. Okay, thank you.